Title, Freedom in Knowing Jesus. Contributed by Grace Assembly PJ, from a sharing by PR Henry Pillai. In Mark 5, Scripture relates one of the most dramatic accounts of Jesus's ministry, the deliverance of a man who had been tormented by not just one, but a legion of demons for years. Beyond just a biblical story, what does this incident teach us? If Jesus has the power to deliver a man with such an affliction, how much more can he set us free from our bondages? Only by knowing Jesus can we experience true freedom, even from the slavery of sin. Scripture reading, Mark 5 1-10. Jesus and the disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. When he came out of the boat, a man with an unclean spirit saw Jesus from afar. He ran and fell before Jesus and worshipped him. Jesus said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." He cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." When the demon-possessed man heard Jesus was coming his way, he came running from the hills, through all those tombstones, with the chains and nakedness and bleeding all over. He came running to worship Jesus. Notice, beloved, he recognized who Jesus was. He fell down before him and said, "Lord, why have you come before my time? My time to be cast into the bottomless pit is not yet." He knew his doctrines, yet he was a demon. Even demons worship God. Somehow some of us get the idea that as long as we are worshiping him, we are all right. Scripture says every knee in heaven, on earth and beneath, every tongue in heaven, on earth and beneath will bow and confess him because he is the Lord of all. On that final day, Satan and all his sorts also will bow before him because Jesus is Lord. So, worship is a lifestyle. You are always worshiping. It comes out of you always, like a fragrance. It's not at certain times or certain places where you come and do a performance. It comes from knowing who the Lord is. This man had no peace, he was being tormented. He was restless day and night. Though seemingly free to roam the tombs, but he was a prisoner. Whose prisoner are you? Are you a prisoner to drugs? Are you a prisoner to pornography, which has become a big issue in the world today? Are you a prisoner to violence? Violence today is the highest form of entertainment. Are you a prisoner of hate? Are you a prisoner of sleeplessness? Are you a prisoner full of worry? Come to Jesus. He will break the chains and set you free. Then the man answered saying, "We are legion, for we are many." Legion is a Roman term referring to a division of 6,000 men in the ancient Roman army. Your enemy has a name. Your enemy has a territory. There is always a territory they need to occupy. Your physical body can be filled with many kinds of spirit. We are big. That's why Jesus said, "You are a city on a hill, light it up." Beloved, you and I have a God-given potential not to be confined only to this little body of ours, but the Bible says you can have an impact like a city on a hill. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine so that the world will see you and glorify the Father in heaven." What is it that you and I are doing that can bring glory to the Father? Because the enemy has taken you as his assignment. He's been sent to sabotage, to rob. That's the work of the devil. But Jesus also comes. He comes to destroy the works of the devil, set you free, give you life and give it to you abundantly. The Bible says, "There is no other name given among men where he might be saved but the name of Jesus." His name means Savior. Beloved, what is your situation? He will save you. What's your need? He'll save you. What problem are you in? He'll save you. That's why he's called Savior. About Grace Assembly. In 1972, a student pastor named Henry K. Pillai started Grace Assembly in a humble shed in Pandamaran. From its humble beginnings, Grace Assembly has grown to include 1,500 churches worldwide, all of which started in one way or another by the planting of churches wherever Pastor Henry sets his feet. Grace Assembly is an apostolic prophetic church, committed to fulfilling the Great Commission by mobilizing all their resources to reach communities, our nation, and the world.